Thanks, everybody. I hope everybody's still awake after lunch, but I've only got 5 minutes. So my name is Josh Kutz, as she said. I'm a geographer with the U.S. Census Bureau, and I'm here to talk about a new project to begin releasing our census data using a standard grid. And so you may be asking, why are we doing that? So in our world today, we need reliable, timely data for decision making, and that's the U.S. Census Bureau's focus and mission, to serve as the leading provider of quality data about our nation's people and economy. And with the rise of geospatial information systems, as we are hearing about today, all these new technologies, and the ubiquity of powerful computing platforms, we need to ensure that our data products are highly accessible and interoperable across a wide range of applications and use cases, including internal Census Bureau mission requirements. But why grids? So grids are very familiar to us all, from chessboards to the gridded streets of cities, and some of our oldest human settlements were developed and organized in a regular gridded street pattern. So grids intuitively make sense, even they may not seem like it at first glance. They make sense as a way to organize our lived environment. But we don't currently disseminate our decennial census or ACS data in a grid, so why start now? So over the years, we've heard from our data users many times that our standard small area geographic units, such as tracts, block groups, and blocks, can seem inflexible, hard to integrate with other data sets. And our current geographies were designed, in some cases, 100 years ago, particularly census tracts, when users accessed data via tables and paper statistical abstracts the size of a phone book, if anybody under 30 remembers what a phone book looks like, maybe. And they were produced once a decade. That was it. That was our temporal scale. So times have changed, but it can still be difficult for our users to perform the kind of temporal analysis they would like. So our small area geographies can be highly variable across the nation as well, making significant nationwide comparisons difficult, particularly since the shape and size of our current geography can increase the vulnerability to modifiable area unit problems, among other issues. And when users are attempting to reprocess our data to use with the wide range of Earth observation data available today, further headaches ensue. So grids won't solve all these problems, but they will create a much more stable, precisely organized and structured data set to facilitate small area analysis and integration with a wide variety of data sources, such as artificial intelligence, machine learning applications, and all the different applications we've heard today. So currently, we are looking at our different options. So we're still very much in an R&D phase. But as we develop our plan, we have many considerations that we're taking into account with grids, such as the shape of the grid cell. We can see in the center our current census blocks. I hope that's visible on the screen. We could do with a bit more organization and less clutter. And while squares or quadrilaterals are commonly used, as seen with our example on the right, hexagonal grid cells on the left are most naturalistic, closer to a circle, and particularly good at depicting natural phenomena like hydrological features. But quadrilaterals do seem to provide the best options for cleanly nesting parent-child relationships and the hierarchy that users are familiar with. And with respect to size, about 1 kilometer or 30 arc seconds is a very common cell size used by many other national statistical offices around the globe. And when we review some of the gridded data sets produced by comparable organizations, while we do see a variety of different sizes that are used for data production, we see 1 kilometer grid cell size emerge as a common unit throughout the community. And so why 1 kilometer? This does seem to make sense. I attribute this slide to my colleague Shonen Aniker. So I really like this next slide, that 1 kilometer is a very human size unit. We can see pretty clearly about 1 kilometer away, given the right terrain. And people are generally familiar with the area 1 kilometer around their dwelling or their employment. You know, 1 kilometer is a human scale. And sounds such as church bells or alarms can often be heard 1 kilometer away. And so given all these considerations, and that our colleagues around the world are also producing 1 kilometer, 1 kilometer seems to make sense as the first grid cell size for the U.S. Census Bureau's project, and that's what we're pursuing at this point. As I said, right now we're really very much in an R&D phase. We're doing a lot of stakeholder outreach and review. And so if you do have any comments, please feel free to email us, reach out to me. I think my email is there. And we will continue to reach out and plan as our project develops. So be happy to hear any feedback later. Thank you very much.